got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday again. Already again. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, which do you prefer, anger or understanding? Anger or understanding? You cannot have both. You can only have one or the other, but you cannot have both. It ain't going to work that way. You can't make it work that way. It doesn't work that way. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Even though on my schedule said we ways to listen to the show. What the? It's supposed to say we have every way that you can listen, watch and listen, and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? Amazing. And we got to get you a super chat. I want to finish up those super chats that we have not gotten to. So we're going to do that in a minute here. So it's Thursday. Oh, Lord. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, we love the Bible Thumpers, just love the Bible Thumpers, we try to make room and make time for the Bible Thumpers. Because the Bible Thumpers, when you talk to them, and they don't mean it harm. It's difficult to have like a moving conversation with them because they're asking a question or makes a suggestion about the Bible, and then before you can respond or by the time you respond, they just come up with another Bible quote. And so they don't communicate. So we said, you know, we love the Bible Thumper. We love the Black. So we have Black Friday / Open Line Friday. We love the ladies. So we have Female Mondays. We love Country and Western. So we have Country and Western Tuesday. We love rebuilding the family by rebuilding man. So we have Manhood Hour on Wednesday. So maybe somewhere in there we got to have White Day. Maybe somewhere on Wednesday, because since we only have 1 hour of Manhood Hour, maybe we need to have White Hour or something. Maybe even Jewish Hour. That would be fun. Oh, what a mess. Why, George, Lord? Not George, Lord. Why, George? He's drunk as a bastard. So today is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Bible Thumper Thursday. And we take all calls, but Bible Thumper Thursday. Amazing. So, mind-blowing stuff. Our battle is a spiritual battle. And I want to use the word unfortunate, but I don't know if it's unfortunate or not. Really, I don't think it is, but for communication's sake, I want to use that word. I think I might use it, I might not. But it's on my mind. Something's on my mind. It's been troubling me a long, long time. It's on my mind. I want you to know that heaven and hell is right here. Heaven is above, of course, and inside of you. Hell is below and inside of you. And if you can't see by now, and I know most people don't, and I understand why they don't, too. I know why they don't. But if you can't see by now, hell on earth, I just don't know what it's going to take for you to see. You don't want to see, really. And I realize that most human beings, and that includes the Christians and non-Christians, the Jews and the Gentiles, the Allahu Akbar and the Mormons, the Catholic, the priest, and the priest's follower. They don't want to see it. They don't want to know the truth. They love being blind. They love their misery. They love their hell on earth. Do you know that all human beings love their thrills, which is hell, until the handful that finally start to seriously work on themselves, start to overcome. Human beings love their thrills. And they would not give them up if they had to. Really. And so I understand that, but hell is right here on earth. And it's so interesting to see evil operate through human beings. I remember as a kid and as I got older and growing up, I used to hear the older people talk about the hell in human beings. And they would say, we're not supposed to judge one another because when you judge each other, you're judging the children of God. You're hating the children of God because you don't know how to separate the real self, the children of God from the false self. I now understand what that means. Because when they first said it, they said don't judge human beings because when you do, you're judging the image of God. And we're all created in the image of God, right? And they said that you don't know how to judge one another because we are created in the image of God. And it's something like this. I mean, that'd be exact. And so you're judging the image of God. And I didn't know, and then I used to, as a kid, I tried to look at people to see the image of God and the hell in them, and I couldn't see it. Because all I saw was, I was only able to see the outer person, and I was not able to see the inner person at the time. So I couldn't see the image of God. I'm like, what the? But I was afraid to judge the people because I was afraid at the time that I would judge in the image of God. I have been told that as a kid. Isn't that amazing? And I totally remember that. But I could never see beyond the physical person, and I didn't know what was the image of God. I thought the physical person was the image of God, and it's not. I literally used to think that when they said we were created in the image of God, I thought God looked like a man. I thought he looked. But so I couldn't see beyond that. And now I can. And it's interesting. It is very interesting. I think, I know what I want to do. I got to catch up with the super chats. It just occurred. Because I don't want all these days to go by and we don't finish catching up with them. So we go to do the super chats and then I get to you. I got some saw bites. I think what I may do is ask my experts about this first saw bite. And so while we're doing the super chats, I'm going to ask my producer to have my experts to come into the studio. And I'm going to deal with that. But first, I want to deal with the super chat. Super, super.
Nice. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Mildly attractive t-shirt.
Indeed. Indeed. Mildly attractive. And it's a size medium. It's a little tight around the neck, but it's better than loose around the neck.
Oh, yeah? You're right.
For my taste.
I don't like t-shirts at all.
And warm. It's been warm lately.
I remember when they used to make white cotton t-shirts.
Yeah.
And those t-shirts used to fit perfectly. We had to wear them to school and everything. We played basketball and track.
Yeah.
And they fit so comfortably and nice, and they would fit around the neck. And it was sharp looking. Then that changed. Amazing.
They started shipping their manufacturing overseas.
Oh, that's what happened, huh?
I don't know. It's just, but they're inconsistent in this, in the fit, oftentimes.
Super chat.
Nice. And I'm inconsistent in my fitness. That's also part of the problem. Okay, anyway, happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Amazing.
Tweet.
I am older than dirt today.
Yeah.
Really, God made me and then he made dirt so I can walk on.
That's a fact.
And I'm older than Israel. How can you be older than a country?
What's funny is your math is messed up.
Why?
Because Israel is 1 year older than you.
Oh, so Israel is my cousin that I grew up with, Junior. Israel is junior age. Junior is Israel's age.
Yeah.
Bond is 1 year older than me.
What?
Oh, shoot. I just doxed my age.
Doxed.
So, are you serious?
Yeah.
You were born in 1991?
Yeah.
You were born in 91?
Yeah.
Really a year and a half older than him.
Huh?
Really a year and a half older than him.
So, why are you here? Don't you supposed to be like a little kid? How you got to be grown?
Well, that's how the world work.
Move toward the center. Move towards me a little.
Oh, yeah.
There you will.
You're younger than Bond?
Yeah.
So when you popped out of your mama womb, did you automatically become aware of Bond?
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah.
I want to go to Bond.
One day.
I wonder how long your uncle knew of it.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Because he heard about Bond and you through his uncle.
Oh, yeah.
Bible studies.
Uncle Leroy.
Nice.
No, Leroy.
Uncle Double C.
Or Uncle Libra. Did Uncle Buddha Boy tell you?
Buddha Boy. Didn't you say you have a... No, you said you did say Uncle Buddha Boy.
Right.
I thought that was always a joke, but you were serious.
No, I have an Uncle Buddha Boy. He's dead now, but Uncle Buddha Boy used to be one of my favorite uncles, one of them, because he was really close to my mother, his sister, and my mother have a bunch of kids, so he used to look out for my mother and her children, even though she had a husband. Uncle Buddha Boy. And Uncle Buddha Boy saw me walking down the street with no shoes.
Oh, that's the one.
Over in Indiana one day. I had gone up from Alabama to Indiana, and I hated shoes. because I've been used to walking. I'm letting those folks in Africa. I'm letting those folks in Africa. I like to walk around with no shoes and chase the tigers.
But why is that a thing in the country, no shoes?
I don't know. It's just the ground feel better.
It's supposed to be good for you, right? They say.
Running shoes. I mean, that shoe. So what?
The holistic doctors say you're supposed to do grounding. Stick your feet on the ground.
But nowadays, if you put no shoes out here, you get disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
I bet you would. Really. And then my Uncle Moon Boy said, punch it. He just, because I went past his house, I was stupid. And then I didn't know it was wrong to walking down the street with no shoes, to be honest. He was like, punch, where are your shoes? I'm like, at home. What do you think? Boy, if I ever catch you walking, don't you ever walk the street again with no shoes. I'm going to beat you. And then, so that's when I started wearing shoes when I walked the streets.
So it's because Indiana was in the city, and you're used to being in the country.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's weird. If I see anybody in the city walking on the street without shoes, you think it's a hobo.
Right. You think something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Derrison, shoes mess with the alignment of your spine. Thank you, Derek. That makes sense.
Yeah, somebody said shoes are unhealthy. One of my favorite callers told the chat in one of these guys' chat that shoes are unhealthy.
I believe that, too. Because even now, quiet as a cat, folks, don't tell anyone. I walk around my office with no shoes. But if a guest come by to visit and say hi, I run and put on my shoes.
You put some socks on.
Yeah, then I come down. Her son bought me a pair of those sock shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I never wore shoes. And he bought me a pair of sock shoes. And then I get irritated, though. They hold my feet up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't wear those a lot. Amazing. Let me hear the birthday song for Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
One, two, three.
You mean this one?
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya.
Happy birthday, Jesse. Wow.
Happy birthday, 70. Oh, can I say?
Yeah.
What?
79.
Your mama. Your mama said it's not. Your mama 79.
No, like 75.
That was actually really funny.
I was your about mama to make 75. What?
I always said that was about to make me cuss.
79?
Yeah, because I, you know, whites like to get stuff right.
Yeah.
But
all the time. 76.
Yep.
76. Well, Trump is like, what, 78?
I think so.
Something like that.
The great white hope and I are the same age.
Wow.
Well, he 1 year older than me, I think.
Nice.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
How old you say he is?
I think like 78.
Oh, it's only 2 or 3 years old. 78
years old.
Oh.
And he's going on 79, come Flag Day.
What does that mean, going on 79?
Oh, yeah, 70, yeah.
That means that he is in his 79th year.
Yeah, next month.
Next month, less than a month.
Oh, in June?
He'll be 79. Mm-hmm.
Is he a Gemini?
I think so.
I'm a Christian. I don't know that stuff. I'm a white Christian.
When's his birthday?
June 14th, Flag Day.
He in Gemini.
19.
No wonder.
46.
Are you Gemini?
Uh-huh.
And then there's somebody else in the office I thought was Gemini, too, I think.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But you guys don't look it, so you're lucky.
Why? That don't crack.
And apparently, whatever Trump is ain't cracking either.
It's that Coke.
That's for sure.
It's the Diet Coke.
It is.
I'll tell you that right now.
Out of glass.
And the McDonald's. I'm sweating up here. It's hot in here. Joel, what's wrong with your face?
Oh, I know. It's like breaking out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You look like you got beat.
Yeah.
He fell.
Oh, both sides.
It's the allergy season jacking up my skin.
You know what?
Have you always had that and we just didn't know?
No, it got worse this year for whatever reason. I don't know. They're putting some in the Los Angeles air.
What?
It's in the water.
They're affecting the air. I don't know. I used to have it when I was younger, but now that I'm older, it like came back this year.
You know what's bad about? I don't know about bad, but when like you anything that happens to you physically, and then you do radio or TV, everybody sees it.
I know.
So everybody knows everything.
But remember last year when I had like big old swollen eyes?
Yeah.
It was the same thing, but it's just in a different way.
Oh.
So I'm all jacked up.
Terrible.
You need to go to one of those dermatologist people.
They charge you arm and a leg.
And a short thigh.
I know. And they tell you, oh, come back.
James got sick the other day about to fall out. And then so he couldn't work that day. Remember we did a show?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Jay, you want me to take you over to the emergency room or something? All of a sudden he got well. He said the idea of a doctor scared him.
Yeah. Doctor's where you go to die. Yeah.
They tell you something that you don't want
to
hear.
He's trying to take me to urgent care. I'm like, no.
All of a sudden you're up eating in the kitchen.
I feel better.
But anyway, super chat.
Nice.
Thank you all for the birthday.
Right on.
And by the way, thank you all for the birthday cards and the great and the little gifts you've been sending me. I do appreciate it. From around the world, really. Thank you. I don't take it for granted. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All the way from overseas, so many cars and things. Amazing. Thank you. Super chat.
Tweet gifted the cookie. Once you go hake, you'll be awake.
Thanks. That's for sure. Thank you.
That was over on pilled.net/JC Lee Peterson.
Thank you.
David. God bless Bond.
And God bless you. Thank you for your support.
AKP, happy birthday coming, Jesse. This is yesterday. You've changed my life for the better, and I'm forever grateful. Can you live forever?
You're going to live forever anyway, whether you want to or not. It just depends on where you live forever, either above or below. But you're going to live forever, that's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, AKP. Mike Young, Hake, your thoughts on Trump's tariffs so far? I kind of like him. I haven't paid too much attention, but I think he's on the right track.
That's right. I mean, thank you, Mike.
Eli Zha with a couple of diamonds. Big difference. Whites have a reason to blame Jews, while blacks only have themselves to blame.
That's not true. There is not one person on earth, adult, who has a reason to blame anyone for anything. To blame is a sign that you're lost, really. And that's why you're blaming, because you can't see. So that's not true at all. Oh, man. And you ask the black would say they got a reason for blaming the whites. Every victim think they have a reason to be a victim.
It's like when women have complaints. There's like a little bit of truth in a whole lot of lie.
Amazing.
Elijah with a diamond. Jews are behind the white genocide in South Africa as well, says Elijah. They're international evil, money-hungry goblins.
Amazing. Thank you.
Watch that dehumanizing language. I disavow. Shout out, Elijah.
Shout out, Elijah.
Thank you, sir.
Amazing.
As always. Douglas, I recognized when you said I was evil, it was because of a thought and that it wasn't me, but at that wicked spirit trying to make a home in me. Thank you for that and all you do for everyone, Douglas.
And that's a good point. It's not the person that's evil, not the man or the woman that's evil. It's the spirit that made a home in the person. And it makes you do what you do. But you think you're in control because you have identified with evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet gifted the cookie on Pilled.
Thank you.
Ned Flanders calling in trying to get a gotcha, LOL. Get him, Uncle Jesse. And why characters in the Bible? Why not Christ?
Amazing. Thank you.
That was yesterday's Christian caller from Alabama. Nice. Shout out to Tripp.
Right on. Thank you, Tripp.
That was a great call.
It was. Thank
Someone you, bought Tripp. A coffee. Jesse, I've
Thank
been,
you, Pastor.
I've been working on myself. I have a question about my daughter. 6 years old. What do I tell her? When do I tell her I'm sorry for my past anger and impatience toward her? Thank you for all you do. You've helped me so much.
Thank you. When do what now?
When do I tell my daughter, she's 6 years old right now, that I'm sorry for my past anger and impatience toward her?
Well, what you do is just say, hey, daughter, I'm sorry for being angry and impatient with you, and stop doing it. And she'll grow up seeing that, and she'll forget that you used to be impatient. So just stop doing it. Amazing. Thank you.
Madeline. Hey, Jesse. I'd like to attend church in the near future. Any Sundays you don't have church?
What's that? Bring that here.
I'd be flying in from Virginia.
What is it?
It's a birthday gift.
It's a gift from Joseph.
A gift from Joseph?
Yeah.
Nice.
You can open it.
I can open it?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Joseph. I don't want to show your address. Wow. Amazing. Thank you, Joseph.
A nice color thing. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man, and it's a very nice artistic comic book style drawing.
Can you describe who's in there?
Of JLP. That I guess that's supposed to be Hake. I see Anchor Baby. I see Joel.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you describe who's in there?
I see some other people in there.
So, point Nick to who you think is who's
that's me.
That's Nick.
That's
James.
And
that's James.
That's you, bro.
That's me. And that's Jesse.
Derek.
Nice.
I'm not sure I like the cartoon me.
Why am I in pink?
That's
sorry,
cool.
I'm trying to show it better.
And they're hiking through a hiking slash running.
That is pretty cool, though.
Leading a procession. JLP with his iPad.
What?
Back there in the crowd somewhere. Yeah. Oh, I see myself. Yeah, I'm like deep.
You see Derek?
Yeah, I'm like deep back there.
Amazing drawing.
Derek is pointing himself out.
Nice.
And then here's another one.
The iPad. Who's that?
I don't know. I was going to say.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's the original.
The original one. That's
pretty
good.
Cool. The outline. That's some talent, though.
This is major talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Great
thank
line
you.
Work.
Nice.
That is smooth.
Nice.
We made it in a photo. This way you'll never forget.
That's for sure.
That's a great illustration.
It's beautiful. Let me see the one with
the main one, yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute.
That's pretty cool.
So we're looking at a framed, what is that, 11 by 17-ish?
Who is that one lady in the crowd?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
I was wondering, too.
Is that Alexis?
No, that might be randos. I think those just might be randoms.
It may be Mercy and Grace.
That is so funny.
It
I love that.
Beautiful, though.
I love
thank
that
you
so much.
Really, I really appreciate
that's cool.
It. Very well done.
Shout out.
Thank you. Shout out.
I think that's our flat earth friend. One
really?
Of one of them.
What's his name?
Joseph.
Joseph. Thank you, Joseph.
Sugino?
Show.
That's not his last. I'm not saying anything wrong.
Right.
So that's
anyway.
Well, anyway.
Madeline. Hey, Jesse. I'd like to attend church in the near future. Any Sundays you don't have church, I'll be flying in from Virginia.
Only if I'm traveling or sick. And I never get sick, but only if I'm traveling. And I let people know in advance if I'm going to not be there that Sunday because I know a lot of people come from out of town and around the world to the meeting, so I try to be there.
Yeah, it's quite rare.
But for right now, I'm here.
Liam, five coffees. God bless Jesse, the great Black Hope.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jacqueline, three coffees. Breaking out of my own prison today by working on not judging people. Sing it, Jesse. So on and on. So on and so on, and doobie doobie
Scooby dooby doo. Let me take a break. Thank you.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Take a break. Quick break. Back in a moment. That was a nice picture.
Test.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta living at home with my mom and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, welcome back. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. after my show, thehakereport.com. And after that, Joel Friday TV. He'll be back at 11 a.m. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. What I want to do now, real fast, because of time, I get back to those super chats. I want my experts, they are here, to respond or react. I want to see what they think about this conversation with Donald Trump and the president of South Africa, Mummy Africa. Yesterday, the president of South Africa visited the White House with Donald Trump. It was interesting. And so I have not commented on it yet. Not allowed, but I want to know what my experts think about it. And so over to my right, way over there, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon, and an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And is Dare able to sit there? Yeah. Dare, I want Dare to respond.
Grab
to
the mic.
My producer. This I kind of want to hear what the guys think about this and what you all think about it as well around the world. So to my far right, the American Anchor Baby, and then to my other right, Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m., and an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And then coming into the studio, walking like he black, real slow. Like, yes, Master, we going to the cotton field.
Oh, shoot.
Yes, Master.
Yeah.
Racism. You gotta knock it off.
Yes, Master, we're gonna get there in a minute. my producer and an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show as well. And then to his right and my left, the Hake is Hake of the Hake Report and an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. So I want to play these sound bites, and then I want you guys to, I want to hear what you all think about this. This is from BBC. U.S. President Donald Trump confronted his South African counterpart, Ramaphosa.
Cyril Ramaphosa?
Whatever.
I forgot to look up the pronunciation.
He is the what?
I forgot to look up the real pronunciation.
He is the president of South Africa, by the way. It's an African name, so I can't pronounce it. The president of South Africa over widely discredit claims of white genocide in South Africa during an Oval office meeting on Wednesday. This first soundbite is from Fox News, Jesse Warder. Trump said that white farmers are fleeing South Africa, and he played footage to the room showing people chanting, "Kill the Boer, kill the farmer." Why is this from Fox News, Jesse Warder show?
Here we go.
Excuse me, turn the lights down. Turn the lights down and just put this on. It's right behind you.
A revolution demands that at some point there must be killing, because the killing is part of a revolution.
A shot to kill.
Amazing, huh? Amazing. And they were chanting, "Kill the Boer, the farmers." All right. And next, Trump pulled out the binder of death. Watch this from Fox.
Trump forced the president to watch videos of South Africans call for white genocide. The South African president didn't budge. So then Trump whipped out the binder of death.
These are articles over the last few days. Death of people. Death. 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 Horrible death. Mm. Death. I don't know. To pick anyone, white South Africans are fleeing because of the violence and racist laws. And this is all. I mean, I'll give these to you. When you say, "What would I like to do?" I don't know what to do. Look at this. White South African couple say that they were attacked violently.
Amazing. And here is Trump asked the president of South Africa, why did he arrest the man chanting, "Kill the Boer"?
The South African president still didn't want to lift a finger.
Why wouldn't you arrest that man? That man said, "Kill the white farmers, kill the white farmers." And then he danced, and he's dancing, and it's, "Kill the white farmers." I think, I'm not sure, but I think if somebody got up in Parliament and started saying, "Kill a certain group of people," he would be arrested very quickly. That man is going all over South Africa, and that's not a small party. That was a stadium that holds 100,000 people, and I hardly saw an empty seat.
Amazing. And again, this is President Trump talking to the president of South Africa. Here is NBC asked Trump why he didn't let other non-white refugees in. Watch this.
Well, the press saw this, and they picked a side. Whose side are they on? Genocide side.
Can you explain to Americans why it's appropriate to welcome white Afrikaners here when other refugees like Afghans, Venezuelans, Haitians have all had their protected status revoked?
Well, this is a group, NBC, that is truly fake news. They ask a lot of questions in a very pointed way. They're not questions, they're statements. We've had tremendous complaints about Africa, about other countries too, from people. They say there's a lot of bad things going on in Africa, and that's what we're going to be discussing today. When you say we don't take others, all you have to do is take a look at the southern border. We let 21 million people come through our border, totally unchecked, totally unvetted. They came from all over the world.
Amazing. And here is the South African president. He tried to avoid the genocide conversation by bringing up golf and trade deals. Watch this.
What was remarkable, Terry, is that clearly the South African president walking into this, trying to do everything to avoid that Zelensky-Trump Oval Office blow-up. He started with flattery of the president. He tried to bond with Trump over golf, even bringing two pro golfers from South Africa as part of his delegation. He said he was gifting the president this 14-kilogram golf book and said he was working on his golf game so he could play with the president. And at the beginning, the focus was really on economic ties, on trade. South Africa is a much smaller economy that relies on the United States, and the South African president focusing this meeting on those ties.
That was from ABC News. And the last one is one of the white golfers told Trump that his father's former friend have been killed and farms are being frequently burned. This is from ASTV. Watch this.
I grew up in an area in South Africa that is a farmland area, Polokwane.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There is some issues up there, obviously. My dad was a property developer as well as a part-time farmer. And, yeah, some of his buddy farmers got killed. The farm is still going. My brothers run it. But it's a constant battle with farms trying to get... They're trying to burn the farms down to chase you away. So it is a concern to try and make a living as a farmer. And at the end, they, you know, without farmers, there's no food on the plate.
Amazing.
So he brought in a golfer to butter him up.
Yeah.
And the golfer undermines the black president who's trying to cover up the genocide.
Amazing.
I don't know if that was his golfer, the president's golfer that he brought in. I thought that might have been Trump's friend of Trump's.
I don't know. Maybe. He said one of the golfers.
I was thinking like Joel too, but now I'm not sure it could be.
Let's see what they said here. They said one of the white golfers told Trump that his father's former friend had been killed and farms are frequently burned. So yeah, he was a golfer, according to this report.
Yeah. Why would
it? No, I mean, I think it was Trump's friend that was a golfer, not the president's friend.
One of the white golfer told Trump.
Those were South African white golfers.
Those were South African.
Yeah. The South African president brought in a couple of golfers in his delegation to try to relate to Trump on golf.
Right. He was trying to play.
No, it was his own guy.
It was one of the white golfer that the black president brought with him.
It was his own guy.
Right. It was his own guy. Mm. So, Nick, you say?
This moment was first starting off just perfect. Because, you know, the funniest thing about it is, like, he comes in all wide-faced. Like, okay, I didn't expect that one. Uh-oh. You know, they're showing video. They're chanting Kill the Boer. Oops, but he's kind of like laughing it off and trying to make it like a not too big of a deal. But that's not even what's really going on. He had to show up. The Cyril Ramaphosa, the South African guy,
right.
He had to show up to say the biggest lie to the biggest crowd possible because that's how these people operate. But it was awesome that Trump was able to just be truthful about it all the way through.
Amazing.
Like, it wasn't like hemming and hawing and saying, okay, well, I can't confirm that. No, he was there to say how you're treating the white South Africaners is wrong. And no one else in the world is doing that. There's literally no one else in the world doing that. Did you know that? No other international organization. No, not the UN. They don't recognize it as a genocide. So I thought he was strong all the way through, and it was perfect.
Amazing. And you say?
Yeah, I agree. I think that
on Friday.
That's good that he's pointing out the facts of the evidence to the president, the South African president, to point out because I seen some of the video. That's why I had talked about the golfers, but I could be mistaken on who's who. But the point is that the South African president, Trump had told them like, hey, he's in front of 100,000 people in this crowd, but the South African president was saying that that's just a small government party or a small political party. They're not really in charge of a lot of things. But Trump's like, well, if that's the case, then regardless, they're still speaking in front of 100,000 people saying kill the Boer, and everybody's chanting the farmer, kill the farmer, kill the farmer. Yeah. So whether they're little or big, they're influencing a lot of people. So I thought that was good that he pressed president.
And you say?
That was interesting.
Derek, my producer.
Yeah.
And it was hurts.
Right on. It was interesting to watch. Yeah, it's good that he addressed the president on this genocide that's going on in Africa.
Yeah.
So, I commend him on that. I was reading that there was actually a decline in the amount of people being killed out there as far as white farmers. So, it's nice to see him address this. And I don't think it's wrong for us to take in these white refugees. I remember you were mentioning all around the board. You know, my only pushback with what you said, Joel, was, you know, it's we're the United States and we have a right to welcome anyone that we want into our country, you know. And majority of the time, white people are going to do a society better than any other race. So, you know, welcome the white people, man. You got to love them. So, but besides that, it was interesting to watch. And it was nice to see him kind of little boy him in a way. Because, like, you know, we're the United States. Yeah. You know, we're the top dogs.
The superpower.
We're the superpower. So, yeah, it was interesting to watch.
Amazing. And you say? Did you want to respond to?
Oh, I mean afterwards.
Okay. You say?
Always refreshing the way that Trump handles business. You know, he's just straightforward, not backing down on what he knows to be the truth.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate him. That's this type of thing, shining a light, is more important than any of the policies, in my opinion, because he's being the light.
I'm going to get to y'all calls in a minute. I just want to. This is so important. This is the first time I ever seen a president truly stand up for America. I just never seen this before. In spite of the R's and the attack against him,
don't worry about it. I'll run out and get the next call.
I've never seen a president that truly worked for the people and not against the people, even with the media and other people going against him. He's just for America, and for that I'm so grateful. It's so amazing to see it, and I imagine that what would it be if our whole government stood up. They know they work for us. If they really put America first, this country would be something else. We would be floating on air. But Donald Trump is an exception to the rule. I've not seen it before. Amazing.
And with courage, he's able to he's able to stand alone.
Totally stand alone, dude.
And just deal
all
with them.
All power and authority.
Not moved by their piddly facts. And like he pointed out, those are pointed questions. Those are statements. Those are not questions from that NBC or whoever it was that asked him, oh, you brought it. How is it right that you brought in these refugees when you ended the protected status of these others?
I have never seen anyone stand up for white people like this.
Yeah.
Not since I've been an adult. And there is a genocide in South Africa on the white. It's been going on for a long time. Obama never mentioned it.
Yep.
The guy, Joe Biden, never mentioned it. And it happened in all of the white countries, to be honest with you.
Yep.
And this is the first time I ever see anyone truly stand up for the white people. And I know that there are a lot of other people coming here, they're claiming refugee status. But what I think most people don't know is that those people that are coming here illegally, they have been trained, they have been told to say that they're refugees. Not that they were truly refugees, but they have been told to say, if you get caught or when you get across that border, you tell the border patrol that you are a refugee and they have to let you in.
I want to plead asylum.
Right. Yeah, but these are true refugees, and it's the first time I ever seen that happen before. But there were other people, not real refugees. They were just told this. There were organizations, and it was all over the news. There were organizations paying these people, teaching these people what they gave them cell phones and everything. Mm-hmm. Just say that you're a refugee and you're getting in.
The refugee system has been abused
totally
on America, against Americans for decades.
And on the international stage, consider that even like the folks in Myanmar, the Rohingya, those folks over in Iraq, And even the Palestinians, all of those people have some international organization backing them, saying they're being genocided. Blah blah
right.
blah.
Right. Yeah.
There's literally no.
It's an organized thing. It's not real.
Yeah. And there's countries all over the world that are welcoming those.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Mostly white countries. All those groups have somebody backing them. The Afrikaners don't have any international organization. Everybody denies it.
Yeah. What a mess.
I think. I think my only pushback would just be I'd really want to see Trump address just the white genocide here in America. For instance, the Austin Metcalf case, I'd love to see him come out and just speak out against that.
Who was that?
The Austin Metcalf.
The boy who got stabbed at the track meet.
Allegedly.
Yeah, so things of that nature. I just love to see him address that. But it's good that he's addressing it in Africa.
Yeah. Because of time, last word about this.
It's interesting how the intellectuals hide the truth.
Yeah.
And in some cases, don't even see the truth.
Last word.
White is right.
Last word.
I already have a last word.
Last word.
Amazing. Thank you, Trump.
It's a spiritual battle, folks, like I've never seen before. And listen to what happened, because I was young, I wasn't paying attention. I've never seen this bad before. And it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. Let me go to Gary out of Indiana, but not Gary, Indiana, out of Indiana. Gary, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, JLP?
All this well, Gary.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. Remember, I'm the one with the problems.
With the what?
With the problem. Remember, I called you. I'm walking around the house, you know, can't talk to my wife in 2 years or something. I don't know. You know, all that situation. Maybe you'll remember, but I was in the military. I was in 3 branches, honorably discharged. Been 2 wars, having problems.
Oh, you're married to the Japanese woman.
That man, you got a good mind, don't you? Yes, sir.
I didn't think of that. Someone just reminded me.
Oh. Well, check this out.
Yes.
That day I talked to you and told you we haven't spoken. We don't say excuse me. We got a big enough house. We don't get in each other's way and all this and that, right?
Right.
But for some reason, that very day, she come look me in the face and say, I got some couches coming on Wednesday. Can you be here? And I'm looking at, this is what you got to say after 2 or 3 years. I'm like, hey, man. I don't think I said nothing. I just looked at her.
What a mess.
And walked off.
Huh? What a mess.
But that ain't the big problem.
Okay.
The big problem I'm having right now is, you know, my job, which I probably have to end up in Supreme Court or something. I don't know.
Can you hold for me? Let me take a quick break.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Let me take a break. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, straight to the phone and the super chat. All right. We got the board is smoking and everybody want in on this. And I got truckloads of somebody. I never get to them, Derek. You work so hard. A black man that finally works.
Hey.
And his work is not being put out there.
White inspired.
Amazing. Quick break. Hate news, not the faint news. I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. You wouldn't believe it. But do you really need to know about it? I'll tell you a little about it, about a little bit of it. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, JLP. 76. Nice. We will get to your super chats and more great stories. It is hate news, not fake news. You can call in every so often, okay? Call in every so often. Nice. Comedy Nonsense Network's in and asks Jade Walker over there, should the government, should the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, be required to release public records under the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA? Or can it keep such files hidden due to executive privilege? That's the question the Trump administration wants the so-called Supreme Court to decide. What is known is that in the past 4 months, beautiful DOGE has fired more than 120,000 so-called federal workers, slashed department budget, agency budgets, accessed so-called sensitive computer systems, and cut billions in research grants, prompting a wave of federal lawsuits. What a mess. Maybe we should slash the courts, too. Nice. And hopefully we fire more. Hopefully we fire more. Did you hear about this embassy shooting in Washington, D.C., the swamp itself? It wasn't just a random robbery gone wrong, like they said about Seth Rich. This was an alleged terror attack. Two Israeli embassy staff members at the Israel embassy in Washington, D.C., in America, shot and killed standing outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in D.C. last night. Authorities say the suspected gun male, not a gun man, but he was a male, a grown adult male, observed pacing back and forth outside the museum before opening fire on a group of people. He then entered the building and waited to be detained. Police said the 30-year-old male showed officers, and his name was like an Hispanic last name, a Chicago native, and he was part of the socialist group, according to this report that I read via Drudge. Comedy Nonsense doesn't tell you all this, right? Oh, yeah, they tell you a little bit about it. He showed officers where to find the weapon, and he chanted, "Free, free Palestine!" Like a sucker. While in custody, the victims, Yaron Lichinsky and Sarah Milgram, a young couple, they had soon planned to get engaged. Now they're going straight to heaven. And in the kingdom of heaven, there is no marriage. According to Israel's ambassador to the United States, quote, "I am devastated by the scenes in Washington, D.C. So said Israeli President Isaac Herzog in a statement on X. This is a despicable act of hatred, of anti-Semitism, all one word, no hyphen, to make it seem like it was real, which has claimed the lives of two young employees of the Israeli embassy." Terrible, huh? Terrible. The House voted 217 to 212 overnight to clear a key procedural hurdle and bring our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's domestic policy bill to the floor for a full vote. House Speaker Mike Johnson, determined to pass the bill before Memorial Day, prompted weeks, of difficult negotiations within the GOP, the grand old party, Republicans, and a visit from the president to tell Republicans to get on board. Although all the details about the massive, big, beautiful bill legislative package had not yet been released, it does include $1 trillion in cuts from Medicaid and food stamps. Work trial requirements for Medicaid starting at the end of 2026, raise the debt ceiling $4 trillion, spending $150 billion on defense programs, limiting judges' power to hold the Trump administration in contempt, phasing out the Biden-era energy tax credits sooner than planned, increasing the state and local tax deduction, making trillions of dollars of income tax payment breaks permanent, allocating $45 billion in new immigration detention facilities, and more. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Hey, have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, which do you prefer, anger or understanding? Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. You cannot have both. Which do you prefer? Amazing. If you're running around and busy and just can't sit and watch the show, you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing. And we are heard around the world Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. You can podcast, but you can also be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com. Excuse me, / Jesse Lee Peterson. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Not Jesse Lee Peterson. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shut down.
Shut down. Shut down.
I'm running for my life. What the? Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-7753-773. I got to say one more time, what Donald Trump is doing for America and the world is mind-blowing to me. Really. It's so amazing to stand apart and watch it. It's mind-blowing. It's so encouraging, too. Amazing. And finally, somebody is standing up for the whites. Finally. After all this time. Finally. It's a spiritual battle of warfare between good and evil. Let me go back to the busy phone. I had Gary from Indiana to hold on. Gary, thank you for holding on. Go ahead.
Man, you done messed me up, man.
What happened?
Why did that phone just beep? What did you say about the phone? Never mind.
You say why? My phone didn't beep. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I thought you said something about it beeped.
No.
And then it said
I just
phone.
Said, let okay. me go back to the phones. I had okay. to put Jerry on hold. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. Dang. Like I said, you know what? That song you sing, I guess that's you singing. That man, that thing touch your soul, man. I know you can find some. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
That song.
I know you can find a way.
Yeah, that touch you in the soul.
Stand up.
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
But I really, you know, I called you like a few days ago, and you didn't give me no information I needed. But let's try this one. You got something against women, don't you?
No, I do not.
No. Okay.
We have women at our Sunday morning meetings. I hold four.
I know you love women. That ain't the way I'm talking.
Oh.
That ain't the way I'm talking.
Okay,
I'm talking about what do you seem to think they have? Why are they a problem or whatever you think about them? What is this?
I think I think that they need to, just like men, but I think they need to overcome their evil. And most mm-hmm. women don't know they have the spirit of evil in them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very destructive to the family, to the children, to the husband, mm-hmm. to the country, to the world. And mm-hmm. I think that I know that they can overcome it if they were to examine themselves and see what's driving them. God will remove the spirit of anger from them, because anger is hatred.
Sir, I got you. I got you. I'm back on track now. Because I'm going to ask you, you feel like that about women. You don't feel like that about men? We need the same thing.
No, that's why I tell women all the time, they got to do what the men got to do. The men got to admit that they're evil too.
Yeah.
And then when they admit it, then God will forgive. When they go and forgive, God will forgive them too and take
right.
the spirit of anger away from them.
Right. Well, so where's the problem? Why are you on women all the time? We all got to do it. We all got to go the same route. It's either Jesus or nothing. You believe or you don't.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Everyone who are born of the woman must be born of the spirit if they want to be free.
Exactly.
So no one is telling women that they need to overcome evil. They are catering to the woman, leaving her in her hell, and as a result, she causes nothing but destruction coming through her.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but at the same time, it goes for men, too. You see, to some people, it seems like you separating women. They need to do this more than men. We all got to do it. You're right, but we all got to do it. So I don't know why you're separating the women from men.
So are you saying that I don't tell men and women they need to do that?
I think you do, but okay. I got you now. Now let's go to this.
let me do this. Gary, call me back again for the next time because of time. And I thought you were going to go right to the end. Call me back again. I got to move because of time, all right?
I understand. All right. I'll talk to you.
Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Josh in Georgia. Josh, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You on the air.
Hey, happy birthday, man.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. No problem. I was calling for the biblical question, man.
Before you do,
yeah,
I heard you mention either to Hank or Nick or maybe Joel. In Atlanta, they don't have those electric cars running around, right?
You know what? It's not even really Atlanta. It's I don't really be in Atlanta.
I mean in Georgia.
You know what? I don't.
You live in Georgia?
I live on the road.
Oh, okay.
So I'd be all, yeah.
Oh, I thought you had mentioned that you don't see in California. We have,
yeah, I don't see
especially
them
in Los Angeles, we had electric cars. They're running around like normal now. It's weird to see cars driving or self-driving cars running around and nobody in the car. Oh, like, what?
Never seen one.
And then you see these cars going through the community, people getting in the cars, and no one's there. I'm like, what? And it seems so normal now.
Right.
Yeah.
I've still never seen one. They don't be on the interstate, because I'd be on the interstate.
Right.
And they must be in, like, focus city areas where no big trucks are.
Yeah, I was listening to Nick's show one day, and I heard you mention you had never seen one. And then I was, the other day, I was just happened to be watching, looking out my window there, and I saw a bunch of them going by. And then during the day when you're driving, they're, like, all over the place now. And I never thought one day I would be seeing self-driven cars around.
Wow.
And then people get in those cars, and they trust that they're going to get to where they're going, and nobody's driving it. It's crazy. But they're everywhere, Josh.
I still haven't seen one yet, man.
Yeah.
They call it Waymos. I heard Nick call them Waymos.
Yeah, I heard you talking to Nick about it one day. Is it called Waymo, Nick?
Yeah, totally.
Waymo. Are they only in California?
I think so. They're really just in the city of L.A., Los Angeles. I they may have been rolled out in other places.
Well, I know they're up in San Francisco.
There you go.
But, and now they're like all over the place. But anyway.
Josh should save up to buy the self-driving truck when it comes out and invest.
Did you hear about that, Josh? They're going to be selling the self-driving truck.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it, man. I would get out of trucking if that happened. Yeah, that would be the end for me.
Amazing.
Yeah. But
but anyway, you want to respond to the biblical question. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding?
Understanding.
And why understanding?
Because I realize I don't understand anything, man. And it's always changing. Kind of like with the self-driving cars, you know. I don't know if it's a good thing. In my mind, I see that as a bad thing, but maybe it's a good thing. And I guess that's how wisdom is. It's forever. It's never staying. It's not like you can't just tell me something and I know it. It's wisdom. It's forever changing. So I still don't understand a lot about, you know, spiritual laws and stuff. So.
Amazing. Well, you stay with it, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate you responding to the biblical question.
All right. It's a good one, man.
All right. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, man. All right. Yes, sir. Right. Bye-bye.
888-775-3773. Joseph, a first-time caller out of New York. Joseph, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hold on. I'll come back to you. Don't sound like he's busy. Let me go to... Hold on, Joseph. I'll put you on hold there. Let me know. First-time caller out of Tennessee. Is it Woodley? Woodley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Woodley.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, by the way. I listen to you a lot, and I really appreciate the work that you do.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the birthday wish. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Anytime. Jesse, I was calling because I wanted to answer your biblical question. You know, is it understanding or anger do you prefer?
Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Which do you prefer?
I prefer understanding because I noticed that without understanding, I have some sort of anger that's building up inside of me, especially on the spiritual aspect of things.
Right. Amazing.
And today I wanted to ask you a couple questions, Jesse, if that's okay.
Okay, and I appreciate your response to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Go ahead.
Sure. Jesse, you've mentioned that, you know, in some of your episodes that physical death does not exist. May you please elaborate on that?
You will leave, you will leave your body, but Woodley, would never die. There's only one death, and that death is the ego death, the fate you, the not you death. But there is no other death.
Okay. And you said that Christ died for our sins, correct?
Yes. He did was he died, and because he was innocent, he had not done anything wrong, so Satan didn't deserve him. He didn't have a right to Christ, whereas he had a right to every human being on earth. Because every human being had sin, turned against God, had this anger in their heart, playing God. And so Satan owned human beings. And so Christ came because human beings had no way out. And there was no such thing as you can forgive and then leave hell, right? There was no way out. Satan owned you. Then Christ came and Satan took him in, and he didn't deserve to take Christ in. but that was meant to happen. That's the whole plan of Christ, is to allow Satan to take him in so that he can buy us back from hell. We can have a way back to God. God can own us again.
Okay, and Jesse, this is exactly why I was calling, because I get confused, right, with some of the Bible verses. For example, I'll share with you one. I'm looking at John chapter 10, verse 18, where Christ is speaking. He says that no one takes my life from me, but I lay down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again.
Right.
This command he received from his Father, which is God. So I'm asking myself, how could Christ be crucified on the cross for our sin, you know?
He was crucified because God gave him that purpose, sent him here, he'll hear him here for that purpose to do it.
Right, but he says no man can take his life, though. So how could a man crucify Christ?
And he did take his life. When Christ was crucified on the cross, Christ did not die himself. He didn't die, but he died. The ego aspect of him died so that we can go through that as well.
Okay. I think that kind of clears things up because, once again, I didn't want to get caught up in my own mind, you know?
Yeah. The false self died, not the real Christ. Not the man himself.
Okay. Got it. Jesse, again, I really appreciate you. Keep on doing the work that you do because it's really helping me, and I hope it's helping a lot of other people as well.
Thank you, man. You stay with it. Any other... Do you understand that there's only one death, and that is the ego death, the false self?
Yes, I am slowly grasping the whole understanding of that, you know, and it's been a work in progress. And with your help, it's getting a whole lot easier. I try my best to do the silence prayer and keep Satan's voice out of my head so that, you know, I don't have to go through that pain, because I noticed once I get caught up in my own thoughts, the emotions are rising, my heart starts to beat, and I start to, you know, get sweaty and everything, and I start to shaking up. So I'm really slowly working on myself.
And you stay with it, and I want to encourage you. Excuse me. I want to encourage you. If you want to live the real you, you literally got to go through this ego death. The false self, the thoughts and emotions, all thoughts and all emotions are evil. They're not you. And you got to stop identifying with them, and you got to take the pain of the ego death, meaning that you got to live with it, sleep with it, walk with it, drive with it, eat with it, and don't call it you, but go about your day being aware of this thing that's happening inside of you. It's in your mind and it's in your thoughts and your body, but it's not in you. And in order for you to die that painful ego death, you got to let it happen. And if you let it happen, you will live. The problem is that most people get in the way of that, because when they're going through it, some of them try to go through it, then they get in the way of it by getting back into thoughts and emotions, and the emotions and thoughts get in the way of dying from them. And so you got to not let that get in your way. Don't identify with the thoughts. See them, but don't identify with them, and you're going to go through exactly what Christ went through, and you shall live after that. The real you will come forth, and it will be amazing.
No, thank you, Jesse, because the intellect really has been punishing me. And do you mind if I ask you one more question regarding the Bible? Because today is the Bible Thumper Day.
Yeah, but let me tell you this about the intellect. We learn knowledge. Like, you hear the knowledge of death. You hear me talking about it. You hear the knowledge of you got to forgive and blah, 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 right? But do not hold on to that knowledge. Don't call that knowledge you. It's like reading the Bible. People read the Bible, and they get the knowledge of God. They get the knowledge and then they hold on to the knowledge, and they call that knowledge them, and that's all they ever get. They never know God, and they're still in hell. Don't hold on to the knowledge, and then let the knowledge go, and wisdom will take over.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Thank you, Jesse.
Okay.
Last question regarding the Bible, if that's okay.
Okay.
It's regarding the law. And again, I'm trying not to let the intellect kind of guide my understanding. When I look at Matthew 5, chapter 5, verses 17 through 19, where Christ is speaking, he says that he did not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but he came to fulfill them. And he said that until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter of the law, you know, would be gone away with. So what is your thought on that, Jesse?
Number one is that God has already, through Christ, established his laws. And that first law is you should seek the kingdom of God first, along with nothing else. You should love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else or no one else or nothing else. And then if you do that, life will perfectly work for you perfectly. But if you put something else before that, getting married, getting money, getting this or doing that, or trying to have friends or trying to be, then you are not putting that first, and life is not going to work for you. It's just not going to work. He's not going to change that law and other laws just because you don't want to obey it.
Got it.
And then the law of the land, those laws are going to be there too, whether just or unjust, because Christ came not to condemn the world, but to set you free from the world. And so you could be in this world, and if you follow the law of perfect love, you won't be you. The real you won't be affected by the world around you, because you will overcome the world inside of you. You got to overcome that first. Then you will overcome the world outside of you. And until that happens, you would never be free.
Amazing. Thank you, Jesse.
And you stay with it, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. I don't care what evil in the imagination tell you. Watch it. Do not call it you. And it will be taken away from you, because there are demons. Emotions is demon. Feel good emotions are demons. Feel bad emotions are demons. Lonely emotions are demons. Looking for love emotions are demons. Getting married, making children emotions are demons. Someone makes you feel good or makes you feel bad are demons. And those things will depart from you when you stop identifying with them.
I agree, because ever since that I've been watching you, Jesse, my life has gotten much better. I have a clearer mind and a more peaceful sense of being in me. I don't have to possibly think about it. I don't let just anything really get to me anymore. And I just go through it, man. I just know that with God, and I have to just work and keep at it and
yes,
always bring those thoughts into captivity. So that allows my life to be so much more peaceful. And whenever that I'm faced with challenges, I don't overreact. I just take on those challenges like face on and not being afraid. So I agree with you. It's just a continuous work that I have to keep doing, and being reminded that I'm not those thoughts, I'm not those emotions, you know?
Just imagine, if you will, that you're on your way and you're developing a clear mind with the help of God. You're getting a clear mind. There will come a day when you will deal with all life, all situations, with a clear mind. Just imagine how amazing that would be, because now human beings deal with issues with a dark mind. They can't see what they're doing, and they deal with all issues in darkness, and they do not turn out well for them. But the Spirit of God will give you a clear mind, and you're going to deal with everything, no matter what it is, how big or small. You're going to deal with everything with a clear mind. That's going to be amazing.
No, I agree, because, Jesse, after I forgive my mother, sorry to keep you for long, when I forgave her, you know, she was, wow, she was so angry. And she could not understand, like, what would you be forgiving me for? What did I do wrong? And as she sees me working on myself, she will see me just sitting outside in the sun and just, you know, being blessed and not really thinking about much, just being in the present. And I try to, you know, she asked me questions, so I try to answer. She's like, this is boring. Like, you just sit there. You try not to be involved in your imagination and just, you know, trying to enjoy the moment. That's so boring. And I said, that's just peaceful for me. It may be boring for you. But I see that, you know, it's very hard for the people to kind of just be and be present, you know?
Yeah. Tell your mother, the next time she says something like that, tell her to stay out of your business because you're sitting there doing nothing. Why is she born that you're sitting there? That's her life and not yours. Do not let Satan interfere with what you're doing. And that's what she's doing. Satan is working through her to try to stop you from returning to the Father.
Agree. And it's not just her, Jesse. It's pretty much, you know, my circle, people around me. It's like, because I've made this change, now I'm looking more within myself and not be so caught up in the world. People think that I'm so boring, that, you know, I don't have possible life. But to me, I have the best life possible, you know?
And don't try to prove that to them. You let them, you go on with your life. You stay on the straight and narrow and let everybody else do what they want. But just don't let them turn you around. Because the crowd, which cannot stand alone because they're evil, they will try to stop you. The evil in them will try to stop the light in you. Don't fall for it. Don't let anyone or anything be that important that you would give up this journey.
No, I agree, Jesse, because you did say one thing that was very key for me, saying that be happy that, you know, God can allow you to see that your enemies are going to be the people in your household.
Yes.
And I have lived that.
Yeah.
Like, the people that are closest to me, they are truly my enemies. And it's the truth is just the truth, but it is so, in a way, sad, you know, to see that and to realize that as well. I just forgive and continue with my life.
It's going to be amazing, and you're right, and you're going to be amazing that... Excuse me. It's going to be amazing that because you can now see what's going on in you, you're going to clearly see what's going on in other people, everyone. And they don't know you can see them. And it's going to be amazing to see how evil human beings really are. Even when they are trying to hide it and pretend, you still got to see it in them. But you will not be able to judge them because you will know that they can't see. It's not them, and they can't see. And you're going to see it in their eyes. You're going to see it in their bodies. And you're going to be shocked. You're going to be surprised that you were blind and you did not see the evil in yourself first, which prevented you from seeing it in others. So the Father, he loves you, and he's working on your behalf. He's never going to leave you again. You stay with it.
Okay. No, thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it. Once again, happy birthday, and I wish you the best with
thank you.
Everything that you're doing, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Amazing.
No problem. Talk to you later.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go back to Joseph, a first-time call out of New York. Joseph, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse? Happy birthday, man.
All is well. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I was calling because it's my birthday as well, so I just want to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday. So today is your birthday?
Yeah.
Amazing. Yes, birthday happy well. Birthday. How old are you today?
I turned 34.
Oh, I used to be 34, like 334 years ago. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, man, I love you, man. I've been watching you for like almost about 2 years now, and... You helped me see a lot of things differently, get away from a lot of anger and angry people and stuff.
Right
so
on.
You stay, definitely helped my life a lot with that.
Stay with us. Stay with us. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Happy
Have
birthday.
A good day.
Thank you. Amazing. Quick break. Quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. Thank you all for the amazing birthday gifts and wishes, and I appreciate it. I do. Thank you. Couple quick announcements. Don't forget to support us on social media, all right? Like, follow, comment, subscribe. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, pew.net, /Jesse Lee Peterson, Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, and Jesse Lee, JLP Talk on X. All right. And for personal shout outs, I'll do them for you. Birthday shout out, encouragement shout out, congratulations shout outs, whatever. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. And check out all of our merch. Amazing merch. Punchy's Coffee. T-shirts and mugs and happy hats and all kinds of stuff. All right. JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Or RebuildingTheMan.com/store, and every dime goes back into helping others. Thank you for that. I do appreciate it. I want to show you this really fast. This is a battle between good and evil. The one thing I want y'all to know too, really, do what you want, of course. Stay in your misery. I'm okay with it. You hear a lot of different races of people hating one another. And we all know that anger, hatred is evil, and you cannot trust an angry person, man or woman, because they're evil. When these people are telling you that they hate, when the blacks tell you that they hate the whites, and the whites tell you they hate the Jews, and the Jews tell you they hate the Allahu Akbar people, and the Allahu Akbar people hate the Jews and others, and blah, blah, blah. Be not deceived. They hate you too. Really. They may be, you may be in a group with them turning against others, but they hate you too, and you hate them, and they will turn on you. Because if you don't love all, you love none, because you're pure evil. And yes, you've joined a group, and you're talking about who you hate and who you blame for your life, because you lost, but just know the people who are agreeing with you and those who you're telling this to, and they're not correcting you that anger is evil, they hate you too. You don't love one another. You can bank on this, and you can check it out and prove it yourself. Angry, evil people always turn on each other. It never fails. They turn on each other too, because you can't help it. That's what evil does. Evil has no love. There is no love in anger. because anger is evil. And evil has no connection with God at all. Zero connection. And that's why it's so tick. It cannot have any relationship with God. Have you noticed that in your state of anger, you have no connection to God? You only have connection to evil. Anger is evil. And if you notice, everyone who is angry, a lonely, emotional, up and down emotion, feel good, feel bad emotion, they have fear, they have jealousy, they have worries, they have insecurities. They don't know, some don't even know if they're a boy or a girl. They hate themselves and others. Evil has no connection to God at all. It doesn't even know who God is. Have you noticed you really don't know who God is? Oh, you're talking about him because you read about him. But in reality, you don't know God. You have no clue. Have you noticed that? Because you and anger, which is evil, are one. And you don't. I hear people say that when I ask who are, and you have no relationship with God, you only have a relationship with evil. Now you say, oh no, Jesus was angry. You're lying. Jesus did not have human anger. Right? And you say, oh, I know God, but you don't. If you knew God and you were one with God, why would you be unhappy? Why would you not have perfect peace? Think about that. Christ came that you may have peace and perfect peace. You don't have that because you have no relationship with good, with God, and you can't. You and Satan, the spirit of evil, are one. I don't care how you smile, how you grin. You and evil are one, and your life is miserable. And you try to escape with drugs, alcohol, sex, revenge, jealousy, gossiping, all kind of stuff. And you're evil because you and evil are one, and you cannot be trusted. Have you ever disagreed with someone? You were tight, granted, you and your wife or you and your whomever, and all of a sudden, that person changed on you. You can see it all over them. They have changed. And they are struggling on the inside to try to hide it. But you can see it. But you won't judge them because you know it's not them. They can't help it. God is not going to leave you alone. He takes care of his own in the same way Satan takes care of his. Except God is of love and Satan is of hate. Amazing, huh? But do what you want. Stay in your hell. You have accepted the fact that you're possessed with evil, and you call it you. You always say, I'm lonely. I'm sad. I'm depressed. I'm suicidal. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a drug addict. I'm a this and I'm a that. You are claiming evil. Think about that. Really, think about that. All in the name of Jesus, you're claiming evil. Think about that. I was counseling with someone just yesterday in another part of the world. I counseled by phone, Skype, and walk in. It's no longer Skype now. What is it called?
Zoom.
Zoom. Zoom, so I'll be free. And this person was telling me that, they're like, Jesse, I have so much anger in me, I don't know what to do. They were like, I've been going to Alcoholic Anonymous classes, those meet, I guess online now they do them. And the first thing they tell you, or just say your name and that you're an alcoholic. My name is John and I'm an alcoholic. Their name wasn't John, but example. And then they were sex addict, they say, and they went to sex addict class, and they have you say, my name is blah, 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 and I'm a sex addict. And the more they said it, the deeper they got into it. and the worse the anger became. And they said that one day they went to one of those classes, and they were so angry, they just start crying. They just boo-hoo in the class. They like, I know I'm a beta. But they boo-hoo in the class because the anger just overtook them. And it wasn't until they finally ran up on our videos and I said, you need to forgive your mama. You become like your mother. Your hatred is what's driving you. And when they heard that, it made sense because they have always wanted to overcome. That's why they were taking those classes. And they didn't know by saying their name and saying they're alcoholic that they were keeping them deeper into it. And they were saying that they even had, you know how the alcoholic program give you people to contact when you're about to drink? And they would call the alcoholic person to tell them they're alcoholic, they're about to drink, and everybody get drunk. And they were... And they were telling me that they were so angry, and that evil, that anger was so powerful that the person that they, what do you call them, what do the alcoholic classes call the people they make you work with?
Sponsor.
Yeah, sponsor. They said the sponsor told them one day, you know what, you're so evil, I can't deal with you anymore. They felt that spirit in them, and they couldn't handle it. And then they went and forgave. Even just talking about it made sense to them. They felt a sense of freedom because they start to see for the first time what was going on with them. Isn't that amazing? You, as an adult, man or woman, no matter where you are, everybody in the whole world has the same problem until they forgive, and then they have the same freedom. You are never going to be free until you can see that anger is evil and know that is wrong and go and forgive. And you got to forgive your mama. It came from her, but it wasn't her. The spirit made a home in her, but it's not her. She doesn't know it's not her. And she allowed this thing to operate through her, and it destroys the children, the husband, the cat, the dog, the grass, the paint on the house, and everything. Anger is evil. And if you want to be free from it, you got to die from it. Really, you got to die from it. Ain't no way, ain't no other way to overcome. And the only way you're going to die from it, you got to clearly see what's going on in you. And then when you see it, do nothing about it. Don't argue with it. Don't fight with it. Don't call it you. Be aware and feel the pain of the death of the ego. You can't pretend you're doing this. You can quote the Bible and talk about Jesus love you and, oh, you got to protect your emotions, all that crap. You're never going to be free. But you got to see it. You got to surrender. That's why the silent prayer is so important, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, so you can let go and live in it and die through it. You got to go through hell in order to get to heaven. And you can't pretend you're going to doing it. You can be all nice sounding and all that. It's just nice sounding. You're still in hell. But do what you want. It's only for those who want to overcome. I want to show you an example of evil. This is just evil. And it's in every human being until they forgive, until they can admit. Confess thy sins, meaning confess that you're evil to God. If you don't want to tell the world, you have no obligation to anyone to tell them that. It's up to you. They have lied to you when they said you have to tell other people. No, you don't. You got to confess in yourself, I am evil. And this is not good. I don't want to be that way. And things will start to change. People say, oh, you got to confess your vices. No, you don't. Because that's a part of your old nature for being one with evil. If you were never one with evil, you would never have that nature. So that's a lie. But evil is everywhere now. And it is running the world because it has convinced human beings that evil, that anger, is okay to have. Everybody thinks that it's okay to be angry. You need a little anger. Anger is your power, and this and that. Here's an example of evil. ABC 7 is reporting that the suspect in a fatal shooting of two Israeli ambassador staff members outside of an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C., chanted, "Free, free Palestine," after being taken into custody. Watch this from NBC, and I believe this happened yesterday. Watch this.
We begin with breaking news at 11. A deadly shooting in Washington, D.C., happening right outside the Capitol Jewish Museum, where a young diplomat's reception organized by the American Jewish Committee was being held. A man and woman, both staffers at the Israeli embassy, were killed. A man detained and handcuffed by event security was heard chanting, "Free, free Palestine." Attorney General Pam Bondi, one of those responding to the crime scene tonight.
We have the FBI, all of our federal agencies will work hand in hand with you, Chief, as we have done, and you, Mayor, to do everything we can to keep our citizens safe.
The Israeli ambassador telling reporters tonight the young man and woman killed were a couple. They were set to be engaged next week in Jerusalem.
Isn't that amazing? And they showed a couple pictures of the couple this morning. And two young, a man and a woman, young people, just going along, living their lives. And this angry person, because they have identified with Palestine, somebody convinced this guy that Palestine is so important that you need to kill for it. And he gets nothing from it. They're the picture of the young people. They were engaged to be married. They were going to Israel, according to the report, to get married. And now, according to the report, they're dead. Only because some guy is angry, and he believed in a false cause because he's getting nothing from Palestine. Even if Palestine was free, whatever that means, he would still be a slave to his anger. Think about that. It's all evil. It's the same, I mentioned this the other day, it was where this young kid was told at the age of 8 years old, he started hearing these voices at 8 years old, and he was the only son of a family where it's daddy, mama, two sisters, I believe, and he started hearing these voices at 8 years old, and he didn't know what was going on, and it just changed his whole life. As he got older, he became angry and grumpy, even though he was having a good physical life. Pam provided for him. He played sports and everything. The kids teased him in school. The spirit already spoken to him at 8 years old. And because no one understood it, it grew in him. And then one day, it told him he needed to kill his family. They don't understand you. You need to kill them. And it even told him, according to the story, he needed to go over to the school and kill some of the elementary children. But he decided to kill his family. And he was going to kill his entire family, father, mother, and the two sisters. But it worked out where he only killed the mother and the younger sister. And even in prison, when being interviewed, he said, "Something else was driving me. I didn't understand what was going on with me." Same thing is happening to each and every human being on this planet. You don't know what's inside of you. Anytime you feel anything about anything, whether good or bad, you're being driven by evil. That's not you feeling that. But it feels like you, and you just, because you're not paying attention to you, you believe it's you. There are people out there fighting on different sides for causes, and the causes are dumb. And they get nothing but the thrill from fighting for the cause. And somebody else above them have them fighting. They told them what to say. They told them what to do and how to feel about it. And they picked up a picket sign and went. And now they're protesting and fighting over free Palestine. This doesn't even make sense. And Pam Bondi or whatever name, nobody going to be able to stop it. They're not going to stop this because it's of the heart. They're not going to stop it. It's of the heart. Your heart is evil. I want you to watch you, what's going on in you. Watch the spirit in others while watching you watch others and see that you can see a change in them. You just see it. And they try to hide it, but they can't. It comes through the eyes. It comes through the body, skin. They can hardly look at you. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle, folks. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on Pilled, KOC says, what's your opinion on the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes?
I'm not a doctor. I don't recommend it, but if it, ask a doctor, I don't know. I have no idea. I know I used to smoke pot, and it used to make me paranoid and hungry. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, KOC. And over on DLive, Elijah, you should get so-and-so on the show.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Send it to my producer at jesseleepeterson.com. He's looking to all the, and he's taking some of you guys' suggestions, and you're going to be seeing some of the people on the show for sure. Excuse me. Thank you.
5 subscriptions from Pastor Chatelet. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
Indo Wars on YouTube. Oh, the wall going up.
Oh, the wall going up. Smiling. Amazing.
R1, can't believe I have to pay for this. LOL. John 1:14. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
In the beginning, there was the Word, the Word with God. God was the Word, the Word with God. And God was the Word in the beginning. Thank you, Baba Thumpa Thursday.
Thank you, R1.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jesse. Waving hand. Tyrant Sores wrecked. Unpilled.
Thank you. Amazing.
Aaron G., do you need to understand anger in order to drop it? Shout out to so-and-so for the inspiration for the question. 4 strong arms.
Amazing. Thank you. You need to see it and do nothing about it and drop it. You definitely need to see it. And that's the hardest thing in the world for people to see. Even some people who say they see anger, the moment you touch that spirit of anger inside of them, you make them feel anything or they disagree, they won with the anger again. It's mind-blowing to see it. It's deep. Thank you.
5 coffees.
You need to see it, though, in order to drop it.
From someone chipping in so you can buy some smelling salts for the studio. Jesse, your intros are the funniest ever.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
DVDYCE, YSE, DVDs. How many wives should I have?
None. You should only seek the kingdom of God true first, and he will add unto you if it's meant to be. Do not look for it. Don't think about it. None of those kinds of things, because you're putting that before God, and you're going to be lost. And when you get that wife, she's going to secretly destroy you, and you won't even know it. Amazing. Thank you. Let me take a break.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Okay. When I come back, straight to your calls and all that and more super chat. Hate news and not the fake news that's coming up right now. I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
It's some serious mess going on in the world. CNN has their take. You heard the experts, but we need to hear CNN's take on the Trump Ramaphosa meeting. I guess I should believe Derek since Anchor Baby confirmed it. Anyway, Hegseth accepted the Qatar jet. You say it from the back of your throat. Police reform. Not black reform. Police reform. Trump is taking away police reform. Oh, police oversight from the evil feds. That's good. Expanded warning for the China virus vax. CNN is begrudgingly admitting that, yes, myocarditis can result in rare instances, they want to say, downplaying the dangers for some, in rare cases of the vax, the schmaxine. And Pacquiao is coming back from retirement. I didn't know he's only 40. Pacquiao's younger than me. He's that Filipino boxer. Comes at different angles, I heard. Anyway, the Pope has a Peruvian TikTok friend. And at one point in this flight, there was no pilot because I guess the pilot stepped out. And the co-pilot, while he was alone in the cockpit, fainted. And so there was no pilot on this flight for 10 minutes. But, you know, Anchor Baby steps away and hosts a whole show and then comes to fly again. And so I say comes because I'm speaking in faith that one day, by and by, he shall return from retirement, maybe at 40, to fly planes. Anyway, the self-important National Weather Service is like fear-mongering because you know how with Doge, we cut out a bunch of employees from the federal government. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the National Weather Service, they give warnings about, you know, weather events, extreme weather. And now they're saying, oh, we're short-staffed and we can't warn you. And so I wonder if they're going to purposely not warn us about stuff that they know about because they're holding a grudge that they don't have their coworkers or something. I don't know. But it's a big mess. You know, human nature's evil. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, May 22nd, JLP's birthday, AD 2025. Born in 49, that means 76. I don't know math. Shout out. Happy birthday. After the JLP show, thehakereport.com. Catch my show, if you so please. I'm live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. After me, this is Joel's last show day for the week because he's live Monday through Thursday right after Hake, 11 a.m. Pacific time until noon. And then American Anchor Baby, he's live Monday through Friday, noonish until two-ish. Check out American Anchor Baby on YouTube, Rumble, Gorgonzola on DLive, and elsewhere. Maybe elsewhere. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on fans of Trump's reality TV show The Apprentice will likely not be surprised how he's been treating world leaders, so-called leaders, in televised Oval Office meetings. In a meeting with Ukraine's unchristian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Trump and his staffers berated him not wearing a suit and not thanking Trump enough for the money that the U.S. has given the war effort in the Ukraine. Trump met Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. He went on a tirade about defending Canada militarily and then told the press to leave before Carney could respond. Nice. In his latest Oval Office event this week, Trump ambushed, CNN says, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, per Derek pronunciation, shout out, who once served as Nelson Mandela's chief negotiator, did you know, during talks to end white minority rule with false claims, they say, about Trump. About the white South African farmers being victims of genocide. For his part, Ramaphosa pushed back gently, like a beta, whenever he could, but didn't raise his voice or show anger. Displaying his decades of negotiation experience, he has more experience and poise, perhaps, than Volodymyr Zelensky. Wow. And that's saying something. The black outshined the Jewish Ukrainian president. Shout out to Ramaphosa. A slick communist liar. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three.
Mm-hmm.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to this third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question: which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. If you're busy hating foes or doing whatever you're doing, free in Palestine, what a mess. Or are you the president of Africa and the president of the United States is going after you in a good way because you want to protect the white people from genocide? Whatever's going on, you can podcast the shows, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or /JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Thursday. It's the last hour of the show on Thursday. We take all calls, but we especially take, on Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday calls. Oh, Lord!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham.
Why, George,
Lord? The lack of vote for Trump is mental illness.
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, damn, you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. Seek first what is right, and all things will be added unto you. All, everything. You don't even know what to ask for. Really, you don't know what you want. Imagine this. You don't even know what you want, but you say what you want, and you think that's what you want, and it's not what you want. But when you get it, you realize after a while, it's not what I want. What the? Anyway. I got so much stuff to do, I don't know where to go from here. So I'm going back to the busy phones, and I'm going to take calls and super chats and whatever else happened, all right? I have something I want to share with you, and hopefully I will get to it this hour. It is amazing. Let me go quickly to Joe, who's been waiting a long time out of Boston, Mass. Joe, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
You're on the air.
All right. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I had a question, but something else came to my mind. That story about the gentleman who was in AA, I kind of want to just, like, witness. That's exactly what happened to me. I was in the program for 14 years, and I got away from it in the last two. And I got to the point where my anger brought me right to my knees.
Amazing.
And I cried out to God, and then I came across your videos. I forgave my parents, and it's been smooth sailing ever since. But it's amazing. That story about that man is exactly what happened to me. And it just shows that we're all the same.
Yes. Everybody has the same problem, no matter who they are, and it doesn't matter how much money they have, what position. You know what's amazing about that, and I've heard that before, but when I was counseling with this young man and hearing his story, I was thinking, it's amazing that you can go to a meeting trying to get help. Think about this. And the meeting tell you to stand up, say your name, and call yourself an alcoholic or a drug addict or a sex addict or a drag queen, whatever. They're telling you to call yourself something that you're not. And then in calling yourself that, you're getting deeper into it. Whereas the truth said, do not call yourself those things. Those things are not you. Overcome them. Stop identifying with them. But a program is telling you to call yourself that. Isn't that, like, amazing?
It's amazing, Jesse. A little bit in defense of the program, a lot of people hover. And they get just good enough, and then they stay there. If you delve deep into the steps in the program, what you're saying, what Jesus said, and what God says starts to come to light.
Yes.
But you have to do a lot of work.
Yep.
Just a little defense of the program. But you're absolutely right. We're not supposed to identify with anything.
Just think about that, though. They tell you to say your name and say that you're an alcoholic. Every time you go to the program, I'm told. They tell
it's
you
awful.
To say your name and say that you're this or that. You identify with evil. And they're keeping you in there, and you're getting worse and not even better. You feel better for a minute, but you never overcome evil. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. I told my sponsor of 12 years what I was doing once I got into what you're saying and what Jesus says, and he turned away from me. And I saw him a couple weeks ago, and he's a mess, Jesse.
Of course.
He's a mess.
Of course.
It's so sad to see.
I've had people call me lately, and they used to be working on themselves. They used to come to the fellowship. They used to work on themselves. And for some reason, they stopped. Either influenced by others to stop or influenced by evil to stop. And they are a mess right now.
Yeah,
their lives got way worse than it did before they started working on themselves.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jesse.
It's amazing. Thank you, Joe. Amazing call. Appreciate it.
Can I do one more quick thing, please?
Real fast.
My wife wanted to say hi to you and happy birthday.
What's her first name?
Casey.
Okay, absolutely.
Hello, happy birthday.
Hi, Jesse. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Casey. I appreciate that. It's amazing.
I don't know why he put me on the phone, but...
Oh, you didn't want to say that?
I did want to say that. Absolutely. I'm so happy that it's your birthday.
Amazing. Your name is Casey or Katie?
Casey.
K-A-S-I-E?
K-A-S-E-Y.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the birthday wish. I appreciate it.
Well, I guess since I have you on the phone, I did counsel with you about a year ago.
Oh, you did? What the?
It was the best counseling service known to man.
We have the best counseling service on this side of the planet, folks, phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com, or call 800-411-BOND. Thank you for that, Casey. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it completely changed my life. I was brought to my knees as well. Unfortunately, at first when he mentioned about your show, my head did spin around like The Exorcist. But and I counseled with you, and you know, you've given us shout outs. We have all your merch. We have your coffee.
Amazing.
I can't even tell you how my life has just completely turned around. I was a mess.
Well, you stay with it, just stay on that journey, because if you get off that journey, and I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but you get off that journey, it's going to be worse than it was before you started out. You stay with it, all right?
I believe it. I forgave both of my parents, but I have five older sisters, and I was wondering if I need to forgive them for their mothering of me.
Well, only if...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, only if you have anger and you see that you can't overcome it. It wouldn't hurt, but see it, and because you've forgiven your parents, you've admitted that you were evil, God will take the rest from you. But when you see them, and if you feel that anger toward them, just say, you know what, I resent you guys for mothering me or being too much of a mother, because a lot of these parents are so selfish and evil, they turn their little small children over to the older children, and they make them become parents before time, and they don't know how to handle children. The parents doesn't even know how to do it, and they put that upon the other children, and that it destroys their lives.
Yeah, so I can definitely.
I'm going to have to run, but if you see you need to do it, all right? If not, no big deal. Don't worry about it.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Jesse. You're the best.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. 888-7753-773. Paul is out of California. Paul, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse? Happy birthday, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Paul.
Yeah. So in the beginning, when you first started your show today,
yes,
you said something about God not being some type of man on the earth or something like that. Do you remember what you said?
Yeah, I used to, when I was a kid, and they used to tell us we can't judge, because when we judge, we're judging the image of God, and so we're like judging God. And I used to think the image of God meant the human form, the physical body, because I was looking around and I could never see God in the people. And I was afraid to judge, because I thought I was judging God if I judged a person.
And also the
come back, Paul. Paul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come back to your phone.
Yes, sir.
It went away.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm right here. You can't hear me?
No.
I apologize.
I can hear you now. Go back. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Jess. So the biblical question for today was anger or understanding. Is that correct?
Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both.
Can I ask you one quick question in regards to that question?
Yes.
Okay. Can we change the word understanding for the word understanding?
No, it's... Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Which one you prefer?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that God himself, the one that, you know, I love God, you love God. We have the same God, right? We're both, okay? Not the devil, not the God of this earth right now, currently, but, you know, the master of the universe, God. Yeah, we both have the same God.
Which one do you prefer, anger or understanding?
Yeah, I prefer anger, because God is an angry and jealous God. So I prefer anger, and because if I choose God, then he'll give me all the knowledge if I love him to the fullest.
And so you prefer anger?
Yes, sir.
Right on. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, Paul. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Bobby, 888-7753-773. Bobby is a first-time caller out of Florida. Bobby, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Jesse, I guess I'm replacing you for something else, but it's a good thing, because I used to call, you know, a lot of other radio shows and stuff, I think this is going to be the first call, probably.
Bobby, speak up a little bit right into the phone.
Okay. I'm going to speak up as best as I can.
That's better. That's better. Go ahead.
Well, I'm replacing you with something else because I listen to these other radio shows and, you know, and I got addicted to them, you know, and they're not good shows. You know, I've listened to them for 6 years and 7 years. And, you know, I recently, you know, rededicated my life to the Lord. You know, I grew up in church and I went to church the first 23 years of my life. And then I was out of church, let's say the past 12, 13, you know, but not that I was atheist and not that, you know, I wasn't blaspheming God. And I just, you know, I was just trying to find my way, you know, and I finally found my way and I finally went to Bible college. And so I'm finally finishing up my first year of Bible college. So we'll have a lot to talk about, but I'm just glad I've always heard you on Alex Jones' show. So, but it never occurred to me, why don't I just start listening to Jesse? Because, you know, I've known you for years, you know, on Alex Jones' show, and you on Owen Shore every Thursday, you come on. I love it when you're on Owen Shore's show. And so I was like, okay, well, I got to stop listening to those guys and stop calling that bad show because it was getting me in trouble. And so now I praise God that, you know, I was like, well, I found you and it's a blessing. I know joy. And now I'm learning these emotions. Just stop at the emotions. I got to just be calm, listen to how Jesse talks and be more, not in the future or the past. Now we're in the present. So I found you now, Jesse. And I usually call people Mr. So I'm just going to call you Mr. Jesse, but I know you do uncle, but I know you're not my uncle. And this other guy, we called him father, and this other guy, he made us call him team. So, you know, just Mr. Jesse, I think, would be okay with me and you, but I'm just so glad I found you, and now I can call you for counseling if I need it in different situations. And
well, Bobby,
so it's just a miracle, Mr. Jesse.
Thank you, buddy. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Okay, I'm going to keep calling you.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you, Bobby.
Bye.
Bye now. Ashley out of California. Ashley, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesse. Happy birthday to you.
Amazing. Thank you, Ashley. You have a nice voice. What the? Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That's amazing.
My man wanted to say happy birthday, too.
Okay.
He just couldn't get on the line.
But. Right on. Somebody said thank you. Thanks to both of you, all right?
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And I have one birthday present for you.
Okay.
That I... more and more, and seeing the evil in me.
Right on. Right on.
Yeah.
And Ashley, you stay, watch that. Do nothing about it, but see it. And when it start acting up and try to make you overreact, don't overreact. Just see it. And I promise you, it will be taken away from you, and you will have a clear mind. It'll be clear mind. It'll be amazing, all right?
Thank you, Jesse. I will.
You're welcome. Thanks for the birthday song. Amazing.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Stephanie out of Canada. Stephanie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
That's amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I love that singing earlier, but I can't.
I know.
Talk
that
it.
Was amazing. Ashley.
Yeah. So I called back in November. I can't believe how much time has passed. You probably won't remember. You talked to so many people, but
never ask a black man if he remembers. Amazing.
I want to ask how I can reunite with my parents again. My husband doesn't want to be around them, anymore, because they continuously cross simple boundaries with our kids.
Yes.
And this was the same thing that I called you about back in November. And it happened again. So basically, I pretty much forgave them and shoved things under the rug, as per what my husband says, which I guess is true. I do admit that, because I just wanted to forgive and move on. But I know that's not what forgiveness is. But anyways, I just wanted to forget about it, hoping they could change. But then it happened again. About a month ago, they crossed a boundary. The simple boundary, don't show our kids the phone or TV. They watched them for a couple of hours, and my kids were the ones that told us, and they're only seven. I have a 7, 5, and almost 3-year-old. So the 7 and 5-year-old told us that they played with my mom's phone, and they were told not to tell us.
Wow.
So So basically, they kept that secret because they said they were told not to. But then part of me still didn't want to believe it, because I just didn't want to believe it. I didn't know who was. I want to trust my kids, but I tried to figure it out. Is this true? Is this true? Like, could my parents, did they really say, don't tell your parents? Because my mom knows not to do that. So I confronted her about it, and she was really upset, crying, and said that she didn't. It was a misunderstanding. She admitted she gave them the phone to use. It was like a drawing thing. They didn't show any videos, but it was like a drawing thing on the phone. So she thought that was okay because they have it at home, like a drawing pencil thing. And I was like, no, they can't use a phone at all. So I have to keep reminding them. And anyways, I was actually going to push things under the rug again and say, okay, just don't do it again type of thing. And I wanted to be good with my parents and just move on. But when I told my husband that story, he didn't buy it. He can see through everything, I feel like. He said, she's lying. And that was the final straw for him, because it's been going on for almost 8 years. And Jesse, that was a stab. I was so upset, but I've gotten better since November. I had a really bad breakdown in November. So since November, I've transformed. I do the silent prayer morning and night. I even hoop and holler at church every Sunday.
What the?
I do so much. I listen to your church every Sunday. I listen to your show. I'm like obsessed, constantly in the Word, constantly reading my Bible.
Amazing.
I forgave my parents a couple years ago, but there's still a yearning in my heart. There's still I just want to, you know, fix the relationship.
And your question for me is what?
So, I know, I'm rambling. I even wrote it down to keep on task, but I ramble on. So my question is, how can I reunite with my parents and make this relationship work with my kids if my husband doesn't want anything to do with them, and I can't control them to apologize? I can't control them to change. So how can I reunite with them? I don't want to just be estranged.
The best way to reunite with them by not reuniting with them. You move on with your life. Oh, listen to your husband. It's not like he's giving you some solid advice, and you're doing all that hooping and hollering and being still and all that. You got to obey your husband. And it's solid. You have seen, according to what you said, your parents lied to you. Your kids told you the truth. Your parents lied. Why don't you move on? You already have your own family. You don't need them. Just don't be angry with them so you can get over that false need for them or that false love for them. Don't be angry, but it sounds like you need to move on and forget about them.
And that's what he keeps saying to me, but I just, I'm like I said, I'm a lot better because before I was very angry.
Yeah.
Very, very angry. But what? So that leaves, it's not anger.
Right.
But I don't know why I just want to hold on to them because I'm like, well, they're my parents.
But you don't need them. You have your own family now. And you're supposed, when you get married, you're supposed to go far away from your family and his family, your husband, and you start your own family. You now have your own family. Move on. All right?
I don't know how to, though. Is there any way I can just make them call my husband and apologize or something?
Stephanie, you need to let it go. Parents are for children. You're not a child. You're an adult.
Yes.
So they're no longer your parents. So drop it and move on. Forget about it. Wish them well and move on. You have your own family now.
Oh, so that's really hard, but okay, I'm going to...
And one last thing about that. Drop the thoughts about them and you'll be done with them. Don't think about them.
Yes, I think that's what happens too.
You're in the thoughts about them and the thoughts bring out this emotion. Oh, I can't do it. I love my man. I can't do it. I'm my man. I love my man. You listen to thought, and thoughts are brain on emotions. Emotions are confirming thoughts, and you're being deceived.
Yes, because I keep thinking, oh, if I have so much fun with them, and my kids love them.
You listen to the devil. And when your mother is crying, she's lying.
And my dad, too.
When your daddy was crying. He's lying.
What? Oh, my God. I didn't answer them when they text that to me. The old me would have, but my mom said, your father's crying, and then I didn't answer.
Your mama told you, no wonder. I got to run, but I recommend do what you want. Number one, you listen to your husband. Number two, you move on. You have your own life now.
Okay, Jesse. Thank you so much.
I wish you well.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Nice. Over on YouTube, Shauna, a very generous. Jesse, thank you for all you have done for me. This is my gift to Bond.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. I love you, Jesse.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And thanks for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Cactus Eater Bear with a couple of diamonds on DLive. Hake should do that nerdy woman's voice more often. Lowercase voice. They will be punished. Or whatever it is. However she said it.
Amazing.
That's the Manhood Hour intro yesterday.
Nice.
Aries 1 with a cookie and KOC with a cookie over on pilled.net.
Right on. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Three coffees from Matt J. Gospel of John verse 1 and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And then says, Jesus is God and the Word, clear as day from the Bible. Matt J.
Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. In the beginning, there was the Word with God. God was the Word with God. In the beginning. Thank you. Amazing.
Cesar Coffee, continuing coffee. Before I found you, Jesse, I've always looked into psychology to understand others. Once you have true understanding, it's almost impossible to get emotional since logic overcomes feelings.
Absolutely.
By the way, can we get a Real Men Make Boys First tee? Laughing face with tea.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Nice idea. We're on it right now. Amazing. That's a good idea. I'm surprised we don't have that. Real Men Make Boys First. Amazing. It's done. Consider it done. Thank you.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Quick break.
D-Live.
Back in a moment. And D-Live, the treasure chest is open on D-Live. Quick break. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Nice about it. Amazing. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11, right at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m. At 12 noon. The American Anchor Baby. Lots of stuff going on. Thank you for your support. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. All right? I do appreciate it. Tax adjustment, too. I want to quickly show you something, and I want you to know, and without a doubt, what I'm about to show you is happening to every, it has happened, is happened, and will never stop happening until you drop hatred. Anger is hatred. And this is, it doesn't matter the money you have or don't have, rich or poor, whatever. Black or white, male or female, Mexican, the president of South Africa, or whatever. Illegal aliens, it doesn't matter. And the reason this is happening, because you're not with God, you're with Satan. All angry people are experiencing this, and then some of them go and get medication. So I want you to see this. It's just everybody, really. It's so everybody. No matter where you live, what part of the world you live in, and no matter that you're married or not married, everyone has this problem until they start working on themselves, men and women, and overcome. This is from E.T. It's a TV show?
It's a channel, Entertainment Tonight. It might be a TV show.
Oh, Entertainment Tonight. Oh, this is from Entertainment Tonight. Wayne Brady's Depression. Though we all know Wayne Brady as the upbeat comedian turned TV star of a show like Whose Line Is It Anyway? And Let's Make a Deal, the 42-year-old Emmy Award-winning is now opening up to E.T. about his debilitating depression. Watch this first soundbite from E.T.
I was there by myself in my bedroom and had a complete breakdown.
We all know Wayne Brady as the comedian turned TV star of shows like Whose Line Is It Anyway and Let's Make a Deal.
Now here's TV's big dealer, Wayne Brady.
But what you don't know is that when the camera switched off, his debilitating depression kicked in.
And folks think, well, Wayne Brady's always happy. No, I'm not always happy.
because I'm human.
Monday on ET, Wayne opens up to Nichelle Turner about his struggles.
Some days, you don't want to move. You can't move in the darkness. You're just, you know what? I'm just going to sit right here, and I'm going to wallow in this. And as much as it hurts, I'm just going to sit right here because this is what I deserve, because I am that horrible of a person.
Full disclosure, we are friends, and we've been friends for a while, and I didn't know what you were going through. And you know, you and I, we kind of went at it because I said, you're just, I don't know what to think.
Amazing, huh? His marriage fell apart in 2009, and on his 42nd birthday, he finally hit rock bottom. Watch this.
Another relationship that suffered was his marriage, which fell apart in 2009. He and his ex now share custody of their young daughter, Miley, but Wayne said it wasn't until last June on his 42nd birthday that he finally hit rock bottom.
When I say breakdown, you just go ahead and imagine it for yourself. Just a brother in his underwear, in his room, crying, you got snot. And on that birthday was the beginning of, okay, I've got to make a change.
Wayne said Robin Williams' suicide was another wake-up call.
He was suffering in silence. So did that make you say, I see myself in him?
Absolutely. These secrets kill.
Amazing. That's every human being. When the lights and the camera goes out, you cry. When the party is over. When the fellowship is over. When the dinner is over. When no one is around but you, you cry. Oh, you may not be shed in physical tears, but you take that drink. You smoke that joint. You hate that person or people. You hate yourself. You're doing it. You're crying. You may not be crying out loud, but in your mind, you're crying. And then you cry. Every human being has that. And then you go to the doctor, psychologist, or something, and they give you a pill. And then you cry. And then you cry. You buy this big home, and you marry this beautiful woman or handsome man who have money or don't have money, but you marry, you're all happy, major wedding, and then you cry. And then you make children. And then you laugh, but in that laughter, you're crying. Every human being. And in crying, you put on a dress, and you call yourself a drag queen, a man or a woman, or a male, and then a woman calls herself a man, and then she cries, or he cries. It's never going to stop until you drop that anger and truly forgive your mother and your father and return to the Father, and your tears will be wiped away. Ain't nothing else gonna ever stop you from crying. Nothing. Or nobody. Every human being that has anger is evil, and you're separated from the light, from God. Oh, you can talk about God till the cows come home, but you're separated, and then you cry. According to 1 Peter 5:8-9, be of sober spirit, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowl around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. He's doing that in your thoughts and emotions. When you think of the devil prowling around, you think, first thing you think is happening outside of you. No, it's happening inside of you. In your imagination, all thoughts and all emotions are all lies all the time. And then you cry. You can't even sit in a room by yourself. You can't sit anywhere by yourself for too long. And then you cry. And the first thing, I don't cry in tears. You may not be crying in tears, but you're crying in your head. You lost. And the devil is prowling around your imagination. And he's roaring like a lion. And he's destroying you. Because you believe him. You and the devil are one. Anyone that has anger, you and the devil are one. But as I go on with this First Peter thing, but resist him. Firm in faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished among your brethren who are in the world. Everyone is dealing with this, but only a handful will overcome it. Isn't that amazing? And then you cry. You win the lottery. You tell everybody, or you keep it to yourself, and then you cry. You marry the most beautiful woman on earth, or the most handsome guy on the earth, ladies, and then you cry. It's never going to change until you return to the Father. Life is about a return to the Father. And without that, you're never going to have peace. And the last verse on this thing, 1 Peter 5:10. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace will call you to his eternal glory in Christ. Will himself restore you, strengthen you, confirm you, and ground you. And that's what's going to happen if you go through hell. Because if you allow yourself to go through the hell, the valley of the shadow of death, meaning thoughts and emotions, good and bad, because you think good thoughts are good, they're not, good and bad. If you quietly go through that valley of the shadow of death, you will know God is with you. And when you're about to fall, he's going to pick you up. He won't let you fall. And you go through hell, right on the other side is heaven. He will ground you, and you will have perfect peace right here on earth. Anyone that tells you that you cannot have perfect peace is lying to you. That's your enemy and not your friend. Anyone that tells you anger is normal. All humans are angry. You need anger. That's your enemy. And anyone that hates other people is your enemy too. They don't love you. How can you love one but not all? If you don't love all, you love nobody. You are evil. So I encourage you to do what you want. Drop the anger. Forgive your every human being. You got to forgive mama. All who are born of the flesh must forgive and be born of the spirit. Otherwise, it ain't going to happen for you. And you say, oh, my mama was nice. No, she wasn't. Oh, my mama did the best she could. Yes, she did. But the best ain't good enough. She did the best she could. That's why you need to forgive her. She can't help it. But if you don't want to, don't do it. You're going to end like, you're already like Wayne Brady. You cry at night when the lights goes out. When the party is over. When the party is ending at midnight and it's time to go home, you don't want to go home. Even if you're married, you don't want to go home because you don't want to go home to the old grouchy wife. Old grouchy husband. You still don't want to go home. And then you cry. It's a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. Rochelle is out of California. Rochelle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you, Rochelle. I appreciate that. Amazing.
I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both.
I prefer understanding because when I was living in anger, I had no understanding. I thought it was normal. I thought it was a normal emotion to have, and it is what it is. But now that I know, now that I have a little bit of understanding, and I know anger isn't normal, life is amazing. Right, I woke up this morning, went into the silent prayer, woke up with not a care in the world. And
oh, this is our Rochelle.
Yes.
Wow. Hey, Rochelle, I didn't realize it was you. What the?
Happy birthday.
Amazing. Thank you. That's amazing.
It's a beautiful day to have a birthday, and I wish you many, many more. And my dog decides to start barking once I get on the phone.
Tell the dogs I said happy birthday as well. Appreciate it. But you're right
all
about
right.
that. You drop that anger and everything. It can only get better.
Yeah, when I wake up in the morning, I go into the silent prayer. I don't have a care in the world. I used to wake up worrying about what was going to happen in the day, what I had to deal with. Now, I just do what's in front of me, and it's amazing. It's so free.
Amazing. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. I cannot do it now. I appreciate that, though.
Okay, thank you. I hope you have a great day.
I will.
And many, many more happy birthdays.
Right on. Thank you, Rochelle. I appreciate it.
All right.
Amazing. Nice. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jesse, man? First, before I begin this, man, happy birthday, brother. May God bless your day, your year, and your life in an amazing way. And bless you to see many more years there, brother Jesse.
I appreciate that, Rick. Thank you so much, man.
Yes, sir, man. Shoot, man. It's good to see another year, man. But, you know, I got to come laugh about, man, how Trump talked about, or he talked to that, what was that, MSNBC? He's asking about the darn plane for Qatar, and he's trying to shine light on South Africa, and that and he acts like he ain't know what the heck's going on.
I know.
What do you think about that, Justin?
That black guy, the president of South Africa, composed, y'all might not know about that, met with the president, our president, mm-hmm. in the White House there, and he was sitting there looking like he had no idea what was happening in South Africa.
Yeah,
that was mind blowing to see that. That's a good point, man.
Yeah, he. Wow, and
he was like, "What?
He didn't have a clue,
right?
Maybe he was caught by surprise.
It's like a communist playing dumb. What?
Wait, you think he's playing dumb, Jesse?
Yeah, he has to know what I mean. He has to know that there's a genocide happening in America. They passed a law. This government in South Africa passed a law." And this guy's the president. They passed a law that says they're going to take away white people land in South Africa without compensation. This guy's a communist, man. He knew what was going on. Or he knows what was going on. How you feel about the Great White Hope bringing white people here for a change?
You know what? A situation like that, I don't have a problem. But you know how it is, though, Jesse. When you open the champagne bottle, now you're going to have blacks going to be in trouble. And they're going to say, see, you didn't let no blacks in. You know what I'm saying?
We already let the blacks in. We got too many already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, no one said nothing when Joe Biden was letting all these people in illegally. The border's wide open.
Right.
There was no judges. Yeah. They quiet for church mouse. Nobody was saying something. Now, Trump come in trying to do the right thing. Take them all these liberals. You can't do that. Well, what was they at when Biden was breaking the law by not protecting the border?
I know. Absolutely, man. It's a double standard in America, right?
Right.
And I love that the president is making it fair because it's not fair to white people in America right now and around the world, to be honest. Mm-hmm. They're treating white people like white people are to blame. For everything, when white people are the ones that made life better in America and around the world. Everybody their mama want to go to the white countries. Nobody want to go to the black countries.
Because they all, only main is when you go to black countries, their main industry is tourism. You notice that?
And even then, you got to be careful. They're going to try to rob you along the road.
Man, you ain't lying, Jess. I mean, just like, you know, everybody wants to say, well, I'm going to Africa. I always tell people, leave your money here in America you made and go there and compete with the public.
Yeah.
And then you tell me how it is.
There's we played a YouTube thing of a woman over there. She moved from here, it sounded like from United States to South Africa, Mommy Africa. And now she want to come back to America. She like, I want to go back to America and deal with the racism. It's a mess over here in South Africa. They steal from you. They bolts all over everywhere. You can't get no electricity. She want to come back to America.
Know what? I wonder why Africa don't have any infrastructure.
It was in Africa somewhere. I'm not sure if it's South Africa. You say you wonder what?
Why Africa don't have any infrastructure, like electrical plants, paved roads. You know what I'm saying, Joseph?
They have black people running it. That's why.
Oh, speaking of that, Jesse, what do you think about New Orleans, man? Them ten inmates got away, and the whole New Orleans leadership is women, and they blaming each other.
I know.
I mean, and you know what, Jesse?
Yeah, this is what happens when you put women in leadership role.
Yeah. From the mayor to the sheriff to the attorney to the correction officer.
There was yesterday sometime, they arrested two black women who allegedly assisted these people escaping the prison. Watch this from NBC News. Can we have that there?
Another relationship that suffered was his marriage.
NBC News. Two women are arrested for allegedly assisting escapees.
Tonight, two new arrests connected to the urgent manhunt for New Orleans fugitives. State police say Courtney Harris and Corvante Baptiste aided some inmates after their brazen escape. They say before the breakout, Harris used a phone to contact an inmate who remains at large and say she transported two escapees to multiple locations. They're both still on the run. They say Baptiste used a phone and social media to contact and deliver food to an inmate who has since been captured. Both are now facing felony charges of their own.
Amazing. Black excellence. Can we get that turned off or something?
That's Rick. That's Rick.
Oh, Rick. Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to have your show muted.
Yeah, we can hear your show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to look at the video, too, at the same time.
You can look at the video, but just have it on mute, because you can probably hear it through the phone system.
He black.
Shout out.
Yeah, just y'all messing with me.
Shout out. He black.
No, I'm just, hey, man, I love humor, man. I was trying to look at them women. And you know what they should do with those women that helped those guys escape? They should
put them in jail.
Yeah, and make them serve their time.
That's right. Absolutely. Rick, because of time, I got to run, but thank you, man.
Man, no problem. Just thanks for taking my call, man. I try and tune in tomorrow. Y'all love you guys. Be blessed.
I appreciate
Happy birthday,
that.
Jesse.
Thank you, bud. Thank you. Oh, amazing. Super chat.
Super chat. Sion, LOL, Jesse, my disc problem is on my neck, Jesse, LOL, even worse than Hank. I don't know if I have a disc problem. I hope not.
No, he had a back problem, not a disc problem.
Yeah,
what?
I don't think it's reached the disc damage level. That's why I'm scared to get the surgery. It hurts like H-E double toothpicks, she said. Hell, all the way down to my arm when it gets cold, says Sion. Terrible.
Yeah, that's awful.
And that was over a car accident that was not her fault, she says.
That's amazing. Well, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving you medical advice, but I used to soak in when I had, like, pain. My grandma said, Punchy, go in there, soak in some Epsom salt and warm water.
Hot water, yeah.
Warm water. And that always helped me. So I'm not a doctor, but maybe a little soaking in a little Epsom salt and warm water can help.
Don't think it can hurt, long as you can get in and out without hurting yourself.
Right. Be careful. I wish you well, Sion. That's amazing.
Kevin in Ohio, I'm going to ask you a biblical question. Hola, si, senor. Was Jesus created? I'll answer that when I call.
Amazing. Thank you.
Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. 17 coffees, very generous. To compensate for my normally on the edge of pithy's comments, biblical question answer, which would you prefer?
Which you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both.
Understanding. Love y'all.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Amazing. Andrew with the coffee. Any advice, Jesse, on isolation?
If you are isolated, do it with a sense of amazement so you can overcome. Amazing. But I don't know your situation, so I can't really respond to your isolation. Call me at 888-7753-773. Thank you.
100 coffees from Eric Generous. Happy birthday, Jesse. You're creating healthy human beings and all of us eternally grateful.
Right on. Thank you, and thank you for your support helping us get it done. Thank you.
Official Green B33s88, now a member. Jesse, you literally saved my life. Thank you so much. Also, thank you to your amazing team. Much love.
Right on. I do have an amazing team. And thank you. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us.
Danny. All right, Jesse and the lads. I wish I could do the Rudyard Kipling poem, but I don't do ifs. Laughing face with tears.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the winners of the Scratchin' over on Pilled.net. Similar to the DLive treasure chest, there was a scratch-off on Pilled.net both yesterday and today. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet, for the tip.
Right on. Thank you. Scratch off. Amazing. Thank you.
Elijah, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, 555-555-5565. Thank you so much for yesterday's support over on the D Live crew.
Right on. Thank you.
Retro Memento, 3 coffees, and he has a long news tip that I shall pass along. It's not pithy enough for me to read on air, especially right now. But thank you very kindly, Retro Memento. I shall pass that on to the producer.
Producer at JesseLeePeterson.com. Make sure you send all recommendation over to them.
It has to do with, it's a news tip having to do with the Georgia lame duck, they call him.
Oh, okay.
Governor and a black woman running for governess.
Oh, Lord. Over from Georgia, that should happen. Thank you.
Shout out, Retro Memento. Someone with a coffee, interesting that the Christians think they can have anger that Jesus had, but not the perfect peace he had.
That is, I've been thinking about that. They had some anger, but not perfect peace. What the? And Jesus had perfect peace? Oh, no, we're angry. Jesus is angry. Amazing. Thank you.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. He didn't say my anger I give to you.
I rest my case. What an amazing way to end the show. I rest my case.
And we'll have to read the rest later, guys. I have to obey Nick, the American anchor baby, for
thank
operator.
You all. We are out of time. Get on that straight and narrow. Stay there no matter what. You can have perfect peace right here on Earth. You don't have to wait till you die. You just have to die for it. You go, bye. 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 So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com /stores and get Pudgy's coffee.
Thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson, for